It's time to check out the winning post with Trevor Taylor, General Manager of Muswellbrook Race Club. He's getting ready for a big Friday next week, but we're going to get some tips out of him first of all. Trevor, how are we doing?
I'm doing very well. We're in our planning phase of making sure that we have a great race day on the 1st of April. So it's all head down at this stage and making sure that it all happens on the big day.
All right, we'll talk about all of that very shortly, but let's get some tips out now. You wanted to head over to South Australia to start with today.
Yes, I'm going to take the listeners to, first of all, the drier area, because as we know, horses seem to race better on good going. So
yep.
I'm going to start off with race 7 at Morpheville Racecourse. It's the Claire Lindop Stakes over 1,600 metres. The horse I like there is ridden by the top jockey in South Australia, Boren Foster, and that's number 1, Mac and Cheese. It's a 3-year-old chestnut filly, and it's Tony McAvoy. And as everyone knows, Boren and Tony McAvoy are a brilliant partnership when they're together. Now, this horse won over 1,200 on the 14th of March, but if you have a look at its breeding, it's bred to go further. So it should be fitter, and I would think, you know, this is its second run after 6 months. It should have a winning hope of taking out the 7th race. And I think that combination of Boren Foster and Tony McAvoy is a very good partnership.
It is the top weight, but not by much. It's only got about 1.5 kilos on top of just about every other horse, in fact, every other horse on that race. So I don't think weight's going to be a huge issue. It's just, you reckon that distance the trick?
The distance, because as I say, you know, it's going to a mile, but you know, it's bred. It's bred by Sabring, and it's out of Boney Mac, and I think, you know, they've have bred distance also, so I don't think there'll be any problem, and I think it'll be fitter after, you know, winning its last race over 1,200.
All right. Well, if that gets up this afternoon, you can be eating more than mac and cheese. Now, Adelaide race 9, the Adelaide Racing Carnival. Which one do you like in that race?
Well, that's basically over 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 72, and I'm going to go for number 5, and I'm going to stick to Boren, who's the top professional jockey there, and he's really a good rider, and I've been watching him. And that's number 5 is Witchful Thinking. It's a 5-year-old bay mare. It's carrying 59. Now, the trainer's Andrew Noblet. The reason why I like this horse is its last race was in Caulfield over 1,400 metres, and it finished 5th of 13 runners, and it was 0.9 lengths behind the winner. Now, when horses usually come from stronger race meetings like Caulfield, it raced in a benchmark 78. So to let your listeners know, that's actually quite a strong race, a benchmark 78, without getting too involved in the ratings and that. And it's moving from a benchmark 78 in Caulfield, where they've got stronger horses, to a benchmark 72. So it's gone from a stronger race to a weaker race. Now, it hasn't raced for 28 days, which is not a bad thing, because a lot of horses improve when they're fresh.
Yep.
And, you know, I believe that it's returning from a let-up, it drops in grade, and I think it's got a good chance of also winning that, and it's got good Victorian form.
You found what I always search the form for this. A horse that's dropping back a grade is usually up there when the whips are cracking, if you will. Witchful Thinking, that's number 5 at Morfordville racing this afternoon at 10-6. Now, you've got to tell us about this horse that you've found in the 9th race at Rosehill.
Well, this is unbelievable. In all my years of experience, my brother was a professional jockey, and I used to attend all the race meetings and watch him at all the trials. I haven't seen a horse like this in a trial, so I'm going to let it out the bag. And if the punters have got an opportunity, just have a look at this race. You can go into the newsouthwalesracing.com.au website, and I want you to have a look at this horse's previous run. And the horse's name, it's Race 9. It's running in Rosehill, over 1,200 metres. It's the E Group Security Star Kingdom race. And at this stage, Rosehill's soft 7. So, as I say, just be mindful when, you know, we go into soft going, that sometimes horses do run not always to their form. But it's number 18, and I'm going to try and pronounce the name Motaya. It's M-A-O-T-A-I. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Something like that. Something like Maotai or something similar to that. Trevor actually had me look at the video, and I got to tell you, that horse, it seemed to get faster and faster. It was a barrier trial over 1,000 metres, and it got quicker throughout the race. It's like the others were in reverse gear.
And that's why I've never seen this. I mean, it won by 10 lengths, a time of 101.41 seconds over 1,030 metres on the 22nd of March at Rosehill. So that trial would have brought it on, and the way it won was just unbelievable. It just broke away from the pack, and you don't usually see that in trials. Most trials, the horses are all in a group, and you'll see a horse possibly win by a length or possibly by a neck or whatever, but you don't usually see one horse break away from the pack. And that's the first time I've seen that in 20 years, so that's why I'm saying to your viewers, have a look at its trial race, but just be mindful, you know, horses are animals, and unfortunately he might have just been feeling very strong. He's a three-year-old bay colt, and, you know, we don't know what the rest of the field was like, but that was unbelievable the way he won that trial. So based on that, I'm hoping that they can't catch him on Saturday, and race nine, hopefully he'll be the one past the post.
Well, he's definitely got speed, I can attest to that, and it's over practically the same distance, so it's got to bode pretty well. Keep an eye out, race number nine this afternoon at Rose Hill, number 18, we're going with Maotai or Maitai, something to that effect, coming out of the number four gate. Now, Trev, you've got a massive week ahead of you. Of course, you've got the Gold Cup on Friday, but there's the charity golf game on Thursday as well.
That's correct. We've got a lovely golf game at Muswellbrook Race Club, and this is a charity golf day on the Thursday, the day before our big cup day on the 1st of April. So on the 31st of March, we're raising funds that are going towards the United Hospital Auxiliaries Fund in New South Wales. So if you're a golfer, have a look at that. But then we've also got the Calcutta, which is going to be Thursday night from 5 p.m. at the Royal Hotel. And Jonathan McTaggart and his team are selling tickets. You can buy tickets at the bar or you can buy tickets at the Muswellbrook Race Club. At Calcutta, and they're raising a huge amount of funds, and that's great to participate. And then from the Calcutta on the Thursday evening, we move to our big race day, and at this stage, we've got over $455,000 in stake money. And as everyone knows, we've got the Gold Cup that's worth $150,000, and that race is run over 1,500 meters. And then we've got the Horsepower Showcase Skeletal Sprint that's over that's worth $75,000. That's over 1,000 meters. And then we've got the BHP Wayne Harris Showcase Handicap over 1,280. So a huge amount of good races, and we've got eight races. Our gates open at 11 a.m., and our first race is at 1:15. And we've also put together a major big fashion show on that day. So we've got fashions on the field, and we've got over $3,000 in cash prizes to be given away. So, you know, if the listeners would like to come and have a nice day out, it's one of Hunter's biggest races in our actual calendar year.
A lot to look forward to for the Muswellbrook Gold Cup. Now, Trevor, when will we know about the fields for the day?
So nominations are this Monday, and I'm hoping to get big nominations, and that basically will then allow us to look at when acceptance is, and acceptance is on Wednesday, which is the 31st, on the 30th, and then from there we basically will know which horses are running, and then we'll know the field. So by Wednesday, after 9 o'clock, I'll know exactly which horses are running and how many races we got.
All right. Well, we will speak again during the week once we know what's running. I don't think you're going to have any problems with nominations. $100,000 up for grabs. I'd nominate myself if I was allowed to, mate.
I think put your gum boots on and get into the races.
I don't like my chances, but, you know, you've got to be in it to win it. Trevor Taylor, as always, thank you very much for joining us for the Winning Post on the Sideline View.
Pleasure, and we look forward to seeing you and your listeners on the 1st of April.